Vince been in the blues for you here on Sunday nights for the last 34 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. As you know, in recent years, I have been giving out my email address right at about this time. I love to know you're out there. I know you're out there, but please confirm it. Send me a two-sentence email and let me know how you're doing, what sounded good to you, and maybe make a request, and a request that'll not come tonight, but it'll come in the coming weeks as I work it onto a show. And let me know what town, what city, state, town, province, country you're listening from. I do enjoy that. Here's my email address. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks for taking the time to drop me a line. I do appreciate that. I've already heard from Keith in Saginaw tonight. He said he loves hearing the Detroit Blues history and especially enjoyed hearing John Lee Hooker. We'll hear two more tunes from John Lee Hooker later in the broadcast. Tonight I am celebrating the centennial of the birth of Robert Baby Boy Warren. There's not a lot known about Baby Boy Warren, and what I did learn about him came from my friend's book, my friend Fred Reif. I've known Fred since I think I first met him in 1982. He's a professional washboard player, and he has toured the world with various blues artists over the years, over the decades. And recently, he published a book about his life in the blues. It's called Tell 'Em About the Blues, and he's got a chapter on Baby Boy Warren. He got the name Baby Boy because he was the baby boy in a big family where, back when he was born in 1919 down in Lake Providence, Louisiana. His family moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and he got interested in music when he was a kid, and occasionally played on the streets of Memphis. When he dropped out of high school, he began focusing more seriously on guitar, something he learned from his older brothers, and they worked in the 1930s at W.C. Handy Park in the city of Memphis, and he had the opportunity to get to know and meet people like Howlin' Wolf, Robert Lockwood Jr., his hero Little Buddy Doyle. And he also got to appear on Sonny Boy Williamson's King Biscuit Time radio program back in 1941. Then Baby Boy Warren moved to Detroit in 1942, where he worked for General Motors while playing music on the side. His first recording sessions were in 1949 and 1950 and had several singles come out on 78 RPM records back in the day. And some of them, they were on a variety of record labels. In fact, it's about time I played something by him, wouldn't you say?
Hey, now, this is Rick Estrin of Little Charlie and the Nightcats, and you are listening to The Rhythm and the Blues at the Juke Joint with Robert Barclay on CMU Public Radio. Hey, Robert, why don't you put on some Baby Boy Warren?
Sure to remind me of Maddie Mae. Hello, stranger. Sure to remind me of Maddie Mae. And if you should ever need a favor, call on Baby Boy right away. Now Maddie Mae's only 5'2". And her hips is kind of wide. She ain't no great big woman, but you know she on that heavy side. Hello, stranger. Sure to remind me of Maddie Mae. And if you should ever need a favor, call on Baby Boy right away. Now you just Maddie Mae's complexion, and you're just a height and size. You walk bow-legged just like her. You know you got those dreamy eyes. Hello, stranger. sure to remind me of Maddie Baby. And if you should ever need a favor, call on Baby Boy right away. All right, Calvin. Good looking, and her teeth don't shine like pearls. But the Lord has given us something, you know, and it takes us through this world. Hell on crazy, sure to remind me of Maddie Baby. And if you should ever need a favor, call on Baby Boy right away. If Maddie may tell you that she loves you, you can bet she'll treat you right. She will help you when you're down, and she don't like to clown and fight. Hello, stranger. Sure to remind me of Maddie Baby. And if you should ever need a favor, call on the old boy right away.
Don't you dig that stuff? That was Robert Baby Boy Warren. We're celebrating his 100th birthday tonight at the Juke Joint. His birthday is actually on Tuesday. And did you hear the scraping away of the washboard in the background? That was Washboard Willie Hensley. And we'll hear a track that came out under his name in a little while. But he provided the rhythm section on that recording for JVB, Jovan Battle's record label, back in 1954. And I mentioned to you that Baby Boy Warren also appeared on King Biscuit Time back in 1941. That was Rice Miller, the second Sonny Boy Williamson's radio show in Helena, Arkansas. And Sonny Boy was blowing harp on that recording with Baby Boy Warren. Well, now I'm going to turn to Bobo Jenkins, and I'll tell you just a short little story. Peggy and I love to take road trips down two-lane highways, not interstate highways. Those aren't the kind of road trips we like to take. We like to take the ones that have bends and curves and hills and valleys and dales, and take us through the small towns where you have to slow down to 25 or 35 miles an hour, take in the sight. Well, we were down in southern Alabama several years ago, and I'm looking on the map to see what towns were coming up. Peggy was doing the driving at this point, and I said, oh, man, we're going to go through Forkland, Alabama. That's where Bobo Jenkins is from. Born there in 1916. He was raised by his mother and his uncle. His father died when Bobo was just a year old. He left home at the age of 12 after some disagreements with his uncle, and Bobo worked in a variety of jobs, laboring jobs on the railroad and hauling logs for the sawmill. And eventually he ended up driving trucks for various firms in Mississippi, joined the Army during World War II, and then moved to Detroit in 1944 and later worked at Chrysler during the day and as a bar photographer at night. Johnny Shines used to do that as well. Take pictures of the patrons at a bar and get them processed quickly and sell them a nice 5x7 print in a little cardboard frame. Anyway, let's turn to a couple of tunes from Bobo Jenkins, and both of these are from the early 1950s, and let's open up with his guitar and vocals on a tune titled The Playboy Blues. Thank you.
little playboy, and that you can see. Come on, little darling, play a little game with me. Don't think I don't love you, because I'll stay out all night long. You know I ain't nothing but a playboy.
And that was Bobo Jenkins on a tune titled 10 Below Zero. And she put me out for another man. And I love that tune, Bobo Jenkins. And in front of that, we heard him on the Playboy Blues. Well, I just got several emails from listeners, and I want to thank Wiley. He's listening from Everett, Michigan, and I appreciate him taking the time. I also heard from Donna up in Boyne City, and she said she was sorry to miss my gig at the City Park Grill in June. She was out of town, but had a great time. But she said her husband was there and picked up a Juke Joint t-shirt, so they enjoy listening on Sunday nights. I do appreciate that. Cousin Rich checked in from Burton. He said he's chilling on the porch with a little fire going. He's back from Farm Fest up in Joburg, happy but drained, listening to the blues on Sunday night. And I also heard from Steve, who said he's enjoying the lively Detroit sound along Hastings Street and the center of black culture in Detroit at this point in history. And I also heard from Keith over in Saginaw, said he's loving hearing John Lee Hooker. We'll get to some more John Lee Hooker a little later in the broadcast. Thank you for taking the time to drop me a line. Well, let's turn to a couple of more artists from the Detroit scene, and then I'm going to switch away and play some contemporary blues, some new releases. But first, we're going to hear a couple of more tunes from Detroit from the post-war years, and in a minute, we're going to hear about the bus on which Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, which began the Montgomery bus boycott that lasted over a year, back in 1955. We're going to hear that song called The Alabama Bus from brother Will Hairston. But before I get to that, let's turn to Washboard Willie Hensley and his Super Suds of Rhythm. And he is playing a washboard here on the Washboard Blues.
Yesterday, one Monday morning, I was on my way to school. Yesterday, one Monday morning, I was on my way to school. That's when my best gal caught me.
Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't wanna ride. Lord, there come a bus, don't have no load. You know they tell me that a human being stepped on board. You know they tell me that the man sat on the bus. You know they tell me that the driver began to fuss. He says, look here, man, you from the Negro race. And don't you know you're sitting in the wrong place? The driver told the man, I know you paid your dime, but if you don't move, you're gonna pay a fine. The man told the driver, my feet's hurting. The driver told the man to move behind the curtain. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't wanna ride. I wanna tell you about the Reverend Martin Luther King. You know they tell me that the people began to sing. You know the man God sent out in the world. You know they tell me that the man had the mighty nerve. You know the poor man didn't have a bus to rent. You know they tell me great God he had the mighty strength. And he reminded
Moses in Israel land. He said, a man ain't nothing but a man. He says, Louisiana, Alabama, don't you see? He says, all of my people gonna follow me. You know, they tell me Reverend King was very hurt. He says, all of my people gonna walk away. They said, Louisiana, boy, you hadn't took a thought. Don't you know you broke the anti-boycott law? They tell me Reverend King said, treat us right. You know, in the Second World War, my father lost his sight. You know, they tell me Abraham signed the pledge one night. He said that all of these men should have their equal right. You know, they had the trial and Clayton Powell was there. You know, they tell me Clayton Powell asked the world for prayer. You know, Diggs went down there to go his bail. You know, they put Reverend King in an Alabama jail. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't wanna ride. You know, they tell me Reverend King was the violent spy. When all the buses passing, nobody would ride. You know, they tell me that the Negroes was ready to go. They had a walked along the streets until their feet were sore. You know, they tell me Reverend King had spread it the word. Had an Alabama bus stop, so I heard. You know, they sent a lot of money, sent King go on. You know, in 1929, that man was born. You know, the $500 fine, very heavy. You know, the poor man was born the 15th of January. Stop the Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Lord, an Alabama.
I have always loved that tune. That was Brother Will Hairston with Washboard Willie Henley on the rhythm section and singing about the bus that Rosa Parks refused to give up back in 1955. The song simply titled Alabama Bus. Well, I heard from Lynn, who last week I said was from St. Louis. Indeed, she is from Alma, just down the road from St. Louis. And she said she's almost always here on Sunday nights. I appreciate knowing that. Good to hear from you. I also heard from Paul in Mount Pleasant, who's got his radio out in the driveway, sitting there with the dog and a frosty beverage. I think the frosty beverage is for Paul, not the dog. He says, keep up the good work. I do appreciate you dropping me a line to let me know you are listening. I also heard from Kelly in St. John's. Said she's loving the Detroit Blues tonight. The history is so interesting. And she is looking forward to some more of John Lee Hooker. I also heard from Jeremy out in Alamo in the East San Francisco Bay Area, listening online. And I had sent him a picture of Baby Boy Warren. And he said it's really fun to hear, to look at the picture and hear his music. I appreciate you dropping me a line and letting me know you're listening. And I also heard from Richard in Alpena, and they are listening with family visiting from Minnesota, and they will become new listeners online when they return to Minnesota. And he sent me a photo of him wearing his Juke Joint t-shirt in Bergen, Norway, and he was up on a hillside over the above the city of Bergen, and there was some water. It was a waterfront going on, so I looked up Bergen on my Google map, and apparently that is a part of the North Sea. Very cool. Got a little history lesson or a little geography lesson from looking that up. I do appreciate that. And I also heard from Linda, and she says, life is good. This old man has paid his dues. He's on the back deck with a cold one, no mosquitoes. He's just got his radio tuned into the blues. Linda, thanks so much for dropping me a line and letting me know I appreciate that. Well, let's return to what I was playing earlier, some new CDs. I'm going to debut for you on these next two, next four songs. The next two songs are from Ivy Ford. Now, she appeared twice in St. Louis, Michigan, at the once at the Gem Theater last spring and the previous summer at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. Minor Chaddock had the good sense to book her, and unfortunately, I missed both of those gigs, but I did get to see her at the Chicago Blues Fest last June, and I was knocked out. She's a great guitarist. This is all her guitar work and her singing. She's in a trio. She's got her guitar, she's got a bass player and a drummer, so that's the whole nine yards of the band. She is 26 years old. She was born in the northern Chicago suburb town of Waukegan. She grew up learning to play the piano, saxophone, drums, guitar, and bass, and she sings. And she has developed her chops enough that she's had the opportunity to play at Buddy Guy's Legends and even opened up for Buddy Guy at some gigs. Because she's 26 and she's a very stylish, cute performer, cute woman, very stylish glasses, stylish clothes, her do is right there, very modern, very contemporary, and she wears a sharp-looking pair of shoes. She's the complete picture of a blues artist. And let's turn to Ivy Ford, and we're going to open up with a tune titled Not in the Right Way.
Well, I wish things could be better. too short to cry. So don't you go on living, living just to die.
That is young Ivy Ford on guitar and vocals from her new CD titled Harvesting My Roots. I think this is a self-release. There's no record label connected to this. It says Ivy Ford Music on the back cover. So she is 26 and a young, talented performer. I hope the best for her. I think this is her second. I've got two releases. I'm not sure if she's got a third one out or not, but this one is very fine. I just heard from Mike in Antrim County, and he said he remembered when the Juke Joint first came on the air, and that was 34 years ago, and I've loved it ever since. And I appreciate you taking the time to drop me a line. And speaking of Antrim County, I received a photo from Tom and Pepper in Central Lake. They were at Blissfest, and Tom had his Juke Joint t-shirt on and came across Councilman Joe from Gaylord wearing his Juke Joint t-shirt, so they saw that as a photo op, and I do appreciate them sending a photo of them wearing the Juke Joint t-shirt. And I also heard from Skylight Steve, who is out on the deck with his Great Dane Whitney, and He said during the Hucklebuck earlier in the show, he said Whitney was out doing the Hucklebuck, sniffing and smelling and wagging her tail. And he said things are sounding good in Twain Heart, California, with the Juke Joint Online. I appreciate you taking the time to drop me that line. Always brings a smile to my face to hear from you. Let's turn to another new CD that I want to debut for you. This is from keyboardist Bruce Katz, perhaps best known for his work on the Hammond B3 organ. But he's also a fine pianist. And over the years, he has always included a couple of piano tunes on his B3 releases. Now, he has worked with people like Greg Allman, who's also a fine B3 player, Delbert McClinton. He's worked with John Hammond and Ronnie Earle. And he's from Boston originally. I had the chance to interview him with Richard Lay, from formerly of Midland. He and I road tripped down to Langsburg to catch a Bruce Katz gig years ago. And this new CD from Bruce Katz focuses on his piano work. He said he's always wanted to record a piano CD. He doesn't sing, so these are solo piano pieces. His new CD is called Solo Ride. It's on the American Showplace Music label. And let's open up with Down at the Barrel House.
Thank you.
On some tasty piano, that was Bruce Katz from his new CD, Solo Ride. And we just heard him on a tune titled Red Sneakers. And we opened up with Down at the Barrel House. Taking this to the top of the hour, I'm going to debut another new CD. This is from Rockin' Johnny Bergen, who developed his chops on guitar in Chicago, learning from the best. And he has taken his guitar and his life out to Portland, Oregon, which has a lively blues scene out there, and a wonderful blues organization called the Cascade Blues Association, and a festival called the Waterfront Blues Fest. So I can see the appeal of Portland, Oregon. Here he is from his new CD, Neoprene Fedora, and we're going to listen to a tune titled Give Me an Hour in Your Garden.
Just like a chicken needs feed. I'm a professional gardener. Thank you.
And that was Rockin' Johnny Bergen from his new CD on the Westone record label, Neoprene Fedora. And we heard him on a tune titled Give Me an Hour in Your Garden. When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, I'm going to play a request that Johnny Bassett, the gentleman of the blues from Detroit, made a while back. So you be sure to stay near the radio.